But I'll be done seen about everything when I see an elephant fly.
There you go, Richard Pascoe. The chances of us seeing an elephant fly were alike about the chances of seeing Facebook not backing down on this whole news saga, is my humble opinion.
Exactly right, Jim. And if you listen to us on Saturday, we actually said that this would happen.
Yeah, we did.
You know, I said it would all come to an end, on there. Nice to be back on Thursday mornings for the people listening here on Saturday. Yes, I'm still around. Soccer's not a real game. I still vote for Port Adelaide. We'll upset the Thursday features.
Why not? Yes. I mean, you upset Saturday audience. The guy for the Thursday one as well, my friend.
Exactly.
Look,
right.
I've been away. Phone. But where have you been? Lollygagging around? I know. There you go.
Yeah, I know. God. Good heavens. No, well, it's all come to an end, Jim. Is that good?
Well, is it really? I mean, do I really care? I didn't care much on Saturday, and I don't know if I care much today, to be honest.
Exactly. What made me laugh, Jim, was that the day that it was announced that everything was coming back, that morning, 6:40 in the morning, they made a statement saying no more amendments to the legislation. That's it. It's going through. The afternoon, that all changed. So the amendments in the afternoon. So somebody blinked along the way, as we said they would.
Yeah.
As well. Maybe news organisations suddenly realised that they've looked at the click rate and said, "Jeez, and I cleaned that up for you, amazing." our click rate through has plummeted, and that means for people out there that suddenly people are not going to their website.
Yeah. Look, I think. The whole thing, really, when you think about it, this is a big argument about between people whose personal wealth is probably greater than most third world countries, and they're all spitting the dummy over. You know, oh, my turn now, and oh, you know, you can't do that to me. I'm wealthier than you are. I'm bigger than you are,
yep.
And you know, to be honest, as I've said so many times now, I don't. Really, you know, frankly, I find the news services on my Facebook an absolute clutter and a waste of time. If I want to go to a news service, I'll go and use ABC or BBC, and I'll choose the news services I want. And quite frankly, I'll pay a subscription so that if I don't like what they say, I can write to them and say, well, that was junk. You know, seriously, you're trying to tell me how to think? And you know, I avoid these pages who are sitting there trying to say, well, you know, I'm a 24-year-old super journo and I'm going to tell you how to think about this topic. No, you're
That's
not.
Right.
Right?
No.
So I really find this whole news service online. I've been, you know, let's face it, I go to Google News. I get that on my phone every day.
We go to Apple News. It doesn't really, you know, it doesn't matter. We go to one of them to go along. And
but do I really need it on my social media platform? No.
Well, a lot of people out there do, Jim.
So it seems. You know, but
you and I are a bit different. And we're sensible. We're educated. Not saying that the listeners aren't.
But, yeah, look, I just find that, I find it clutter in a place I don't want to be cluttered. You know, it's where I share stuff with my friends and family and what have you. But do I really need to be told what's going to be on the 6 o'clock news? You know, I just find the whole process. I have Twitter feeds. I get SMS notices if there's a major thing happening in CFS world or MFS world or wherever. So
we know what's going on.
Yeah, and I just see this whole thing. And I remember the days when, and you know, we've been around since bulletin boards. No one knows what they are anymore. But
exactly right.
Back in the day. When these social media platforms first came out and you know, the dear old Farwell used to pop up regularly on Twitter, the looking down one's nose that the media gave to social media platforms back as they were learning their craft, if you like, was dreadful. And now, you took it away from me. You might have to pay for it, you know, seriously. And it's not like you can't afford it at the end of the day. So
no, I mentioned that to one of what I consider one of Adelaide's best journalist and newsman the other night when I was on radio with him. And, yeah. You know, he totally agreed with me on that. But, you know, what also amazes me in this whole saga is that Google and Facebook have been treated exactly the same. I hate to tell people they're not.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we look at it, Google scrapes for links and people post links on Facebook. That's right, isn't it, Jim?
Indeed, yes.
Right? Facebook hosts pages for organisations. Google does not. They're not the same.
No. They have a different approach to life altogether, and they have a different meaning and purpose altogether, frankly.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it is a very different thing altogether.
And one of the amendments to the code is this only applies to Google and Facebook. Twitter's got away on this.
Mm-hmm. So,
and they've got to go and announce to Google and Facebook if they want to put anybody else on it. So it's just, yeah... The government hasn't come out of this well,
I'm not sure that government needs to interfere in a stoush between private enterprise versus private enterprise. I don't think that's their role.
They got dragged in, though, Jim.
Yeah, but they all sucked in, you know, frankly.
Yeah. I'll give you a bit of a theory here.
Yeah.
Right? The ACCC wanted to go after the oil companies for price fixing.
Yeah, that's right.
Failed badly. There, so they couldn't find anybody and couldn't prove anything, and then they basically got the tech companies in their sights to try and get some money out of them. Like, you know what? They failed again, in my opinion.
Quite frankly, I find the ACCC a waste of space. You know, the things that between ACCC and APRA, who are supposed to be looking after us on the banking front.
God, don't get me started on APRA.
Because, you know, you look at the banks. We had this Royal Commission. What have they done is that they've just put in another layer of red tape to frustrate us even more to end up with the same result, poor service. And, you know, their service, whether they want to admit it or not, compared to what banks were back in the days when the local town manager was the godfather to every firstborn in the town, you know, that trust in banks is gone. Sorry, and you've done it all yourself by putting departments in high towers in Sydney and Melbourne, making decisions for somebody in Hawker or Blinman or wherever.
Right.
You know, who can't even point at the place on the damn map. So you know, these so-called government intervention organisations like ACCC and APRA. I just find it's fraught with danger, and they're just proving how toothless they really are at the end of the day. I do. This whole thing was a storm in a teacup. You'll get back what you want on Facebook. It'll happen, and it'll all go, and we'll, in 12 months' time, we won't even know that it ever happened.
One of the things I did like, one of the changes I thought was quite funny was that under the code, must take into account whether a digital platform, that's Facebook or Google, people, has made a significant contribution to the sustainability of the Australian news industry through reaching a commercial agreement with news media businesses. Now, that can mean, Jim, in my eyes, Channel 9 or Channel 7, doesn't matter who it is, goes to Facebook and goes, we need X amount of dollars, you know, because we posted all these links, and they go, yep, and to give you back, we gave you 400 million hits on your site, which is worth X amount of dollars. We take away the difference. There's $10.50 back.
Yep, and that was pretty damned obvious as well, in my humble opinion. Is that you're making money out of free hits? Doesn't happen in our space. So they've sat down and they've worked out a commercial deal that they're all, at this minute in time, a bit happy about, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll have many more stoushes, but do I really care? No, I don't.
No.
You know, and all they've used is their own clout to whinge and whine like a bunch of spoilt children, to be honest.
That's it.
So, yeah.
And you and I sound even grumpier this morning.
Yeah, we do.
We don't. 7:30 Thursday. Listen to Jim and Richard complain about crap.
I'm writing a book. My journey into being a grumpy old man. That's what I'm calling it.
Exactly right. Get off my lawn. But yes.
Now, these photos I've seen of you online, Richard, what's going on? You didn't pay the money or what? You know?
No, I wouldn't pay the money, Jim. for people out there, there's a new scam going around that has been in various forms over the years out there, which is quite easy to go along. You get an email on there that says, The new one is, and people would have seen this before, or things like it, that you left your Zoom camera on after the meeting, you looked at adult services, and we filmed you while you watched the adult services on there, and if you don't pay us $2,000, we're going to send it off to all your contacts on there as well. Now, if that was true, Jim, I reckon what you need to do is you need to go to all your contacts and your family and say, I'll give you the video unless you give me $2,000. I reckon you've got a better chance.
A better chance, yeah, absolutely.
A better chance for that. But people fall for this. They fall for it every single time. I get calls on this, Jim. People ring me. It's a no-caller ID.
Yeah.
Don't want to give me your name on things like that. But I've heard people go, you know, I need to pay this. No, you don't.
And this is why porn sites are the biggest hit rates in the whole wide world, is no one goes there.
Oh. Jeff, between you and me and the listeners, I had some of the other day got called out to their home office. When it went in and they said I've got a serious problem, and they showed me their internet speed. They were TPG, and where they're positioned, they're actually hitting 400 meg down.
Wow.
That was great. Do you know what the problem was?
Yeah.
Their porn wouldn't stream quick enough. It was buffering.
Goodness me, I don't know. Look, I'm a bit over these scams, and I tell you what this whole Facebook thing has done for me is, you know, I've been getting the phone call, you or your family, someone in your family's had a car accident, send me, you know, give me your bank account details, or here's, send me $5,000 or we'll sue you. And you know, your internet's going down, send me $5,000 and we'll stop it for you. These scam sites are back in full swing again. Now, Facebook can shut down news services like instantly. Why can't our media, our telecommunications industry shut these dudes down quickly and efficiently?
Telstra reckon they've closed down 600,000 of these things and blocked them all. I totally agree with you. But one of the things, I talked to some the other day, and they got one of these phone calls. And then what they did was they decided, I'm going to ring that number back. And it went went to Jim Manning.
Yeah.
And you pick up the phone and go, I don't know what's going on. So they're masking numbers as well.
Yes, I know that. I know that's what happens. But, you know, I can't believe the technology isn't smart enough to catch these dudes. And I think they're just being lazy at the end of the day. What really annoys me, I mean, I have a great deal of pleasure in being extraordinarily rude to these people, and trust me, I am extraordinarily rude to these people. But what concerns me so much about it is the vulnerable who don't understand it, who get frustrated and flabbergasted by it all, and you know, it stresses them out terribly. We have got to do more about stopping these scams, because the people that are being hurt by it are the people we need to protect the most.
And exactly. I've got an idea to fix that, Jim.
Yeah, go on.
I think the ACCC should go after
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, it'll give them something to do for a while, whether they achieve anything, but then you go.
Exactly right. So, yeah, no, good. And just on another subject as well, you know, when you book somebody to come to your home, right, and they say, I will be there at 3 o'clock this afternoon, right, and they never roll up.
Yeah.
In California now, there is a law that states if they don't roll up, you can make an application and that person can get fined $600.
I like that idea.
I thought you would.
I think that's a great idea because, you know, it's hard enough getting people to come to your house anyway. We talk about unemployment and we talk about this. Clearly, they don't have enough staff or whatever. I don't know what it is, but, you know, We could fix unemployment tomorrow if we actually put enough staff on and train them to do the job.
Yeah.
You know, I was standing in a certain office supply company the other day, and I was trying to find this particular item on a shelf, and I could not see it for love the money, right?
Yep.
And I'm looking around for a person. And I'm looking, and in the end, I didn't get my product there. I went somewhere where there was actually a person who could help me and point me in the right direction to get the particular product I was looking for. When are these big organisations going to understand that you need to run a certain number of staff over the top all the time because you are going to be training all the time to give proper service? We have forgotten this, what we're about. We're a service organisation at the end of the day. And we you don't get the service, you walk out the door. Boom. Yep. See you later. Not coming back. And then they go, oh, look at that. You know, sales are turned down. Yeah, because you...
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I just... Oh, just make... And then we talk about unemployment. Grab some of these kids off the street. Teach them how to sell a iPhone cable or whatever, or where it is on what shelf, and have a few of them lying around the store learning and growing up and learning the industry, because that's how we protect ourselves against the future. You know, back in my day, you know, you started in the post room and you worked your way through the business and you went to every department and then finally you were given a responsible job.
I was a storeman for Coles. You're talking, you know,
yeah.
Exactly right. I remember when a butcher once told me how to cut up a side of lamb.
Yeah. No, you've never cut up a side of lamb since, but, you know... But,
yeah, exactly. It's not my job, Jim.
But, you know, it's this kind of... you know, we are governed by the mighty dollar, the balance sheet bookkeepers who are so busy getting a better return for the shareholders. I'm not against the return for the shareholders, don't get me right.
But you must invest in the future.
You must invest in the future, absolutely must. And that means you, part of your investment is in the people who are going to manage your future. And I get really, really annoyed about it because... You know, standing around a shop and waiting for somebody. You know, I stood in a queue in a particular shop recently and they were obviously serving somebody about a service item. And when I got to the end of the queue, oh, no, you don't come here for that. Well, what were you doing with that guy? So 10 minutes after I'd gotten to the head of the queue, the said young lady belonged in printing or somewhere else, right? So she walked off and told me that basically to rack off. And I'm going, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
And you know, we need to get back to teaching our youngsters how to do the business.
Mm.
Once upon a time, and I've told this story many times, I walked into a television, you know, store.
Yep.
And I said, I want to buy a TV. Yeah. Well, it all depends on what you want to spend, he says. I said, well, let's make believe I can spend any amount of money that you've got here on the show. And he said, well, that's a bit silly. I said, but I'll give you a tip. The hole I want to put it in will only take a 59-centimetre TV.
There we go.
Right. So, but he should have asked me that question. Where, you know, what size do you need?
Yeah.
Because that's basic sales, is finding out what is the need and how you're going to satisfy.
What the customer needs.
Right?
Exactly right.
So then I stood there and I said, righto, there's a Sony, a Panasonic and an LG, and they're basically $100 different, right, in price. And I said, so what's the difference? And he said, oh, it doesn't matter what I tell you. The guy down the road might tell you something different.
Oh, God.
And I just said to him, I said, mate, I might actually believe you if you had a crack. But now that you haven't had a crack, I've got news for you. I'm not buying anything in this shop. And it's just basic sales training and need satisfaction selling, I call it. Satisfy the need, and you'll make the sale. It's that simple.
Anybody who rings me up and asks me about what should I go and buy now, I always ask, what are you doing? Talk to me about this first, and then we can decide what you're about to buy.
Indeed. Absolutely.
Yep. You know,
and, by the way, I hear we're going to need to buy up. There's going to be a run on alfoil in the supermarkets.
Yeah, there is, Jim. there is. So get out your tin hats, people. 5G, we all know, rolling around the country. You know, Jim, Telstra rolled out 5G in Echunga. Sounds good, doesn't it, Jim?
Yeah.
Because people know I live in Echunga. It's the wrong bloody side of Echunga, wasn't it? It's not on my side.
Yeah, well, they're slowly.
They'll
get to your side eventually.
Yeah, that's what they said too. I'm happy. Not happy man for Chris Marks at Telstra. On that. So yeah, 5G rolling out. Apple put job applications out the other day to hire engineers to start working on 6G modems for their phones. So get your tinfoil hats out, people. You hated 5G. 6G is coming.
Yeah. No. I mean, technology is moving ahead every minute of every day. So.
It is.
Get used to it.
And just quick quick thing on there, if you're thinking about buying a new iPad at the moment, hold off. Apple will probably announce new iPads in March, new iPad Pros, and the very popular iPad Mini, which so many people love because they can stick it in their handbag. Not you and I, Jim, but, you know.
Well, I have a bit of a problem with the Mini these days, is that, you know, if you buy the iPhone Max, you've almost got a Mini anyway. So
that's exactly right.
So I don't quite understand, you know, I think they're crossing over their market. Oh, yes, I'm in the market for a new iPad. Mine finally gave up the ghost because it won't update anymore. But and I do like my iPad because it gives you that much more power on the run, so to speak. So, I'll be waiting for the new announcement. And
are you going to buy a Pro?
Probably, yeah. I've been reading about it and I think...
she'll be a lucky girl. Sorry, yeah. That's a joke, people.
Goodness me. Have I missed this? Absolutely. Now, all these music sites and their licensing fees, tell me all about it. You know, because it always worries me, you know, how does the musician ever actually get paid?
That's what's always worried me. And I was able to find some figures for last year. So this made me very happy to find this. It was announced here, and it doesn't normally seem to get announced.
No, it doesn't. I agree with that.
But around the world, $424 million was paid out in royalty fees. So it was the highest amount ever paid out. Of that amount, Apple paid out $163 million, the highest paid out. I'll get to that in a minute. Spotify, $152 million. There was dollars and cents in there as well, people. I'm not reading that.
No.
All right, as well. Spotify never made a dollar since in profit since day one, but they still paid out $152 million. They've got more subscribers than Apple, but Apple paid out more. Read into that what you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's quite interesting, don't you, Jim?
I do indeed. What I find really interesting about this, though, and there's no reason why they're not paying something to each and every artist that is played, because you can't tell me they don't know who's being played.
Oh yeah,
because they do. But if I'm little, you know, Jenny Smith in Semaphore, and I've put my new track up on Apple, am I getting any recognition whatsoever from Apple for my track being played there? And that's still my concern in all this. If I'm the Rolling Stones, yeah, I'm getting paid. We know that because the Rolling Stones lawyers will make sure I get paid. But if I'm Jenny Smith, am I actually getting my tinsy-wincy little bit of royalty back every time someone plays it on Apple or Spotify or any of these streaming services? And I think they must have an accountability to each and every artist who is played on these services.
And I believe that Apple does that.
I hope so. I mean, I...
Yeah, but it's always been something that's worried me as well.
Yeah.
That artists are not being rewarded. So, you know, if somebody played, you know, if I had a theme tune and it was, you know, number one with a bullet on Apple, would I actually ever get any money out of it if people played it?
Yeah, absolutely.
On there, and it does concern me. But from the research I've done, I know Apple paid out.
Yep.
I don't know about the others. I really don't.
No. As I say, it's just a question I ask about all this because, you know, I'm always trawling music because I do a radio program, and I'm always looking for local artists. And you know, I pay my subscription religiously, and when I'm on air, I've actually bought the track so that I own the license to it as well.
Yep.
Okay, so that I do religiously. Now, I just, some days I just wonder, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be, but I wonder, do they actually get paid? Because it just concerns me a little bit, got to say.
But from what I know, Spotify got far more subscribers to their music service than Apple.
Yeah.
But Apple paid out more money. That figure concerned me. Amazon, $42 million. Google, $32 million out there as well.
Google are relative newcomers to it compared to the other
with
two.
YouTube Music as well. If you don't want ads on YouTube, pay your
subscription. That's right, yeah.
You know, to me, and I don't particularly like, you know, you can have all the music you want, people. 50 million songs, all of that, you know, for virtually three cups of coffee a month.
Yep, that's right.
No ads, no nothing. pay.
I do. I get frustrated by that because, you know, the artists who are entertaining you, they need to get paid too. And the only way that's going to happen is if you pay your subscriptions and buy your money, because that's what it's all about. So, yeah, I you know, look forward to... And I was really interested in that one, Richard, because...
That's what put it up there for you and the listeners, Jim.
So, you know, a really good one. Hey, Richard, lovely to be back on here, and lovely to have you back here on a Thursday morning. And, yeah, Jimbo's going good enough to be able to start doing his programs on a regular basis again. So, no worries at all.
Hard enough, Jim, seriously.
Yeah, yeah. Stop lollygagging around. Get on with the job.
I'll get text messages again over there. You're picking on Jim. Jim knows I'm only joking. He knows how I feel about him. All right,
people. Now, look, thanks, Richard, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Look forward to it, Jim.
Okay, buddy. Take care. See you later. There he is, the Adelaide tech guy, Mr. Richard Pascoe. And yes, I have known Richard far too long because we can be very rude to each other, but we still like each other in the morning.